now, your hosts for Life from the Pulpit, here's Nick Perez.
Yes, and how's it? You can't stop it. You can only hope to contain it. The fastest half-hour podcast in the West. This is Live from the Pulpit, coming to you live and local from deep in the heart of the San Joaquin Valley, deep in the heart of Merced Church of Christ. I am your guide on this excursion into theology and other sundry matters, the voice of the valley, Nick Perez, offering up news and views you can use on Scripture and society with a little help from my friends. Greetings and welcome to the program. Glad you tuned in. All right, let's see here. Is there any news? Let's see here. Yeah, there's this one story. You know, I don't know if you've heard about it yet, but Duck Dynasty patriarch Phil Robinson, did you hear he was suspended by A&E? I had no idea. Wow. I'm being facetious, of course. A&E, this is all over the blogosphere, the Twitter sphere, the Facebook sphere, all over social media. A&E has suspended indefinitely Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson from his popular reality show after the conservative Christian shared his belief that homosexuality is a sin in a January issue of GQ magazine. Now, here's the interesting thing. Yesterday, I recorded the episode that would air today, and my brilliant remarks from yesterday are already in need of updating. And I'm going to get to that in a moment. But I do want you to hear what I said. When the news first broke, I was on top of it, and I gave my expert analysis of the situation in what I believe was going to air today as the final episode of the year for this podcast. But again, my comments were in need of updating, and so I want to air what I said yesterday, and then I'll come back and I'll fill you in with what else you need to know in regards to the situation. And so here are my comments from yesterday. This just breaking earlier today, you've probably heard about this. It was on talk radio. Duck Dynasty. The Duck Dynasty fellas, well, actually just one in particular, Dad, Phil. They're under fire because of some incendiary anti-gay remarks. This coming to us from the very reputable and typically left-leaning Yahoo news outlet. I don't know why I follow them, but anyway, I know why I do. It's because they have my email. That's the primary account for my email, is through Yahoo, and so I just check the news articles, see what people are reading then. But this was, I'm sure it's still trending on the World Wide Web, but this published by Elizabeth Durand Streisand. Apparently, she's one of the news anchoresses for Yahoo. I do not see this trending right now. I just pulled up the trending now on Yahoo. It's not trending right now. So apparently, it's not that big a deal for folks. Maybe it was trending earlier today. But anyway, the article reads in part, "The stars of Duck Dynasty might be America's most popular TV family." But that could change very soon, because Phil Robertson has made some strong and seriously offensive anti-gay remarks that have sparked instant backlash. Speaking with GQ, Robertson lamented that when everything is blurred on what's right and what's wrong, sin becomes fine. So just what qualifies as sinful in his book? Now let me just stop right there. You see immediately, well, for one, the woman who wrote this piece, she, and this will become more prominent as I go through this, she clearly demonstrates she doesn't know the Robertson family. Because Phil has made some very strong remarks in the past about sin and salvation and things like that. But all of a sudden, you know, this, This is the big time. And really it is, because the hot button issue of our time, our day and age, is the homosexual agenda. And I've made controversial remarks on this program about homosexuality. And believe it or not, as you'll see as I follow through with this, as I read this article, my thoughts, biblically informed, of course, track right along with Brother Robertson's. The article continues. Start with homosexual behavior and just morph out from there. Bestiality, sleeping around with this woman and that woman and that woman and those men. Phil probably should have cut himself off at this point. Thank you very much, Mrs. Streisand, for your little editorial remark. It's going to get worse from here. But instead, he paraphrased Corinthians. Which Corinthian correspondence, Mrs. Streisand? Was it 1st or 2nd Corinthians? Do you know? Don't be deceived. Neither the adulterers, the idolaters. I cannot believe this. Oh my goodness. How could he make these incendiary remarks about idolaters? Doesn't he know those poor people who worship idols as gods? They just don't know any better. How could he be so insensitive? It's just... The male prostitutes, the homosexual offenders, the greedy... You know, and I can't believe he didn't get praise for that. Have you seen Time Magazine? Not exactly your middle-of-the-road publication, more left-leaning than anything else. Time Magazine put the Pope, his face, on the cover of that magazine. You know why? Because he's coming down against capitalism. Oh, yes, he's standing for the small guy. Standing up for the little guy and really, really putting the screws to the greedy capitalists in this world. So, yeah, why isn't Phil being praised for his stance here against the greedy capitalist? Because that's not what Streisand and the rest of these folks hear. The rest of her ilk, they don't hear greedy. Well, they hear homosexual offenders, the drunkards. Doesn't he know those poor people who are alcoholics? They have a disease. They can't control. They can't help themselves. The slanderers. Well, you know, Streisand wouldn't fall into that. Into the slandering. Especially what she's going to say here at the end of this article. Anyway, the swindlers, they won't inherit the kingdom of God. Don't deceive yourself. It's not right. What's more, according to him, it's basically incomprehensible. It seems to me, Phil says, it seems to me a vagina as a man would be more desirable than a man's anus. That's just me. I'm just thinking. There's more there. She's got more to offer. I mean, come on, dudes. You know what I'm saying? But hey, sin, it's not logical, my man. It's just not logical. So, Brother Robertson, I mean, in no uncertain terms, he is making this absolutely clear. That God designed the human body, the human bodies of men and the human bodies of women, to enjoy pleasurable sexual activity in the proper context, the marriage relationship. One man, one woman, one God, in covenant relationship with each other. I mean, what a hate monger. You know, I mean... It's unbelievable that he would speak like this against homosexuals. Of course, within minutes of GQ revealing Robertson's quotes, which are going to appear in the January issue, GLAAD, which is a gay rights organization, issued a fiery response, spokesman Wilson. Is he? But see, if he's a homosexual man, is he really a spokesman? I mean, he might be. You know, he might be the feminine component of whatever homosexual relationship he might be in. Of course, I'm taking for granted that he's probably homosexual, but. You know, we really should do away with that gender-specific type language. Spokesman? I thought we were past this. He's a spokesperson. Am I right or am I right? Or am I right? Right. Phil and his family. This is the fiery response. Phil and his family claim to be Christian. But Phil's lies about an entire community fly in the face of what true Christians believe. Let me just tell you. I don't have the book here in my office. It's at home on my bookshelf. Sodom's Second Coming by Brother F. Lagard Smith. He's got a chapter in there about the dark side of homosexuality. Phil's getting it right here. Phil is right on the money here. And he doesn't even get into the really dark side of homosexual behavior. And there is, whether Mr. Cruz wants to admit it or not, he clearly knows nothing about gay people or the majority of Louisianans and Americans who support legal recognition for loving and committed gay and lesbian couples. Let me just remind Mr. Cruz that California voted not once but twice against, in opposition to, homosexual marriage. It only became legal after circuit courts got involved, and the Supreme Court had to hand down an issue from on high saying, no, you states have, it doesn't matter what the will of the people is. California, by the way, the most populous state in the union, voted in opposition to homosexual marriage, Mr. Cruz, who support legal recognition for loving and committed gay and lesbian couples. Phil's decision to push vile and extreme stereotype. How's that a stereotype? How is what Phil said a stereotype? Was there anything stereotypical in there? I must have missed it. It's a stain on A&E and his sponsors, who now need to re-examine their ties to someone with such public disdain for LGBT people and families. Newsflash, Mr. Cruz. Your poster boy on Time Magazine, the Pope, happens to agree with Phil Robinson. So, yeah, you might want to take this up with the Pope as well, instead of just bringing it to the doorstep of a reality TV star. Despite Phil's strong words, however, he insists he's a Christian and doesn't condemn others, even if they are sinners in his mind. We never ever judge someone who's going to heaven, hell. That's the Almighty's job, he told the magazine. We just love them. Give them the good news about Jesus, whether they're homosexuals, drunks, terrorists. We let God sort them out later. See what I'm saying? Something about, and here is the editorial from Mrs. Streisand. It's something about equating homosexuals with terrorists doesn't sound like it comes from a place of love to us, but maybe we're just not enlightened. What about the equation with drunks with homosexuals? You think they're a little upset about that? Maybe the terrorists are upset that they're equated with homosexuals. You know, that road goes two ways there, Ms. Streisand. After all, she continues, Robertson insisted that his family really believed strongly that if the human race loved each other and loved God, we would just be better off. We ought to just repent, turn to God, and everything will turn around. If backlash continues to build, here's the more editorial. Something tells us the person who will be repenting the most is Phil. And apparently there's an update to this, a statement released via A&E, Phil Robertson attempting to clarify his remarks. There's just more of this. He really doesn't walk anything back from what I read there, but I'll post the article. You can read it for yourself. I thought about this. Here's something I came up with. Here's the present situation in America. America is spiritually interested. They're interested in spiritual matters, spiritual things. But typically, they are biblically ignorant and doctrinally intolerant. Biblically ignorant. Did you notice? I mean, you know, if Phil, is he really a true Christian? We have the spokesman from GLAAD, Wilson Cruz, talking to us about who is and who isn't a true Christian. Flies in the face of what true Christians believe. Really? Thank heaven, or maybe thank hell, that we have GLAAD providing the delineation between who a true Christian is and who isn't a true Christian? Seriously? Now, the other interesting thing about this is the Robertsons were millionaires before A&E contracted them for the show. They had Duck Commander and Buck Commander. And so what's A&E going to do? Take away the show? You know? It's not bad for business for the Robertsons. They're going to probably sell a million more duck calls. It would be bad for business for A&E to take away the show. I mean, but again, he's the hate monger because he simply paraphrases 1 Corinthians chapter 6, which is exactly what Paul says, which is exactly what Paul believed. So apparently the Apostle Paul, inspired of the Holy Spirit, called by Jesus Christ himself on the road to Damascus, apparently he's not a true Christian. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 10. And oh, by the way, the gospel in this is verse 11. And such were some of you, but not anymore. You were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. You see, that's the good news, is that whether you're an adulterer or an idolater, or an adulterer, or a homosexual, or a thief, or greedy, or whoever, whatever your sin of choice is, you can be saved. Christ is willing to save. He's willing to forgive. America is spiritually interested, but they're only interested in idols. They're interested in gods that they invent. They're biblically ignorant. It's clear. They think sin is acceptable. They think it's logical, that it's right, but it's sin. And Phil's right, sin is illogical. And they're doctrinally intolerant because they hate it. They hate it when the righteous line up with God on issues of morality. And so those were my comments from yesterday. I'm back here live with you. And that last section there, America is spiritually interested, but biblically ignorant and doctrinally intolerant. That sums up, I believe, very well the present situation. Interested in spiritual things, but typically it becomes just their own idol, a god that they invent. Biblically ignorant in that they don't know Scripture, and so they think that sin is acceptable and logical. And doctrinally intolerant because when we stand up for, and when we champion, really, the morality that God has revealed in His Word, God's standard of conduct, they hate it. They hate it. Case in point, I was watching news coverage last night as this story continued to break throughout the evening. Before A&E gave, it was even during when A&E issued this statement on Wednesday night that the personal views of Phil Robertson in no way reflect those of A&E Networks, who have always been strong supporters and champions of the LGBT community. The network has placed Phil under hiatus from filming indefinitely. In other words, they fired him. And again, Facebook, Twitter, all this stuff is blowing up with mostly comments, which I don't know if they do much good or not. But I was watching one program, and the news anchor had on a self-proclaimed double minority. He was a Jewish gay man. And I just found that interesting. He was a liberal man, and I thought liberals were trying to get away from labels, but because if that's the case, then I'm part of a single minority that's slowly becoming a majority. That's Hispanic. And I'm part of a single majority that's slowly becoming a minority, if you believe all the hype, that is Christian. But anyway, he said, first rattle right out of the can, first thing he said was, this is vile, this is disgusting hate speech. In other words, Phil, quoting, paraphrasing the Bible, that's hate speech. That's where we are in America. Hate speech. Blessed are you, Phil, when people say all kinds of evil falsely against you for the name of Christ. And so we have, like I said in the commentary from yesterday, we have GLAD. We also have this man who is a gay Jew who is telling people who true Christians are. Apparently, true Christians are those who either A, don't believe what the Bible says and won't go around quoting it or saying what, or B, if they take the Bible at face value, they never voice their opinion, which is exactly what Phil was doing. Which, by the way, Phil's a smart cat. Smart, smart man. I'm persuaded this was probably a calculated move on his part. Now, I don't know that. This is my opinion. Hopefully, I don't get in trouble for stating my opinion. But I believe Phil knows he's got a platform. He's got a voice which can reach a very large audience. And I think he made a move. Consequences or no, he made a move and he voiced his biblically informed opinion. I want to start a new hashtag trend right now. I've seen this hashtag, I stand with Phil. How about hashtag Phil stands with God? How about hashtag I stand with God? How about hashtag we stand together? I don't know, I'm just thinking here. Bottom line is, should we be surprised at what the news coverage is doing here, what they're saying about Phil? Should we be surprised about this? I don't think so. Scripture says there's a generation who curse their fathers, do not bless their mothers. There's a generation, how lofty are their eyes, how high their eyelids lift. That's Proverbs 30. Job says in 24 and verse 13, there are those who rebel against the light, who are not acquainted with its ways, and do not stay in its paths. Elsewhere in Scripture, Jesus himself tells us, you remember this, over in John chapter 3 and verse 19, darkness, people love darkness rather than the light. And in fact, darkness hates light. Should we be surprised? I don't think so. John 12, verse 43. They love the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. Romans chapter 2 and verse 8. There are those who are self-seeking, do not obey the truth, and obey but obey unrighteousness. 1 Peter 2. 2 Peter 2. Or 2 Peter 3, I should say. Verse 3. So I say no. We should not be surprised about this. Sponsor this half hour, Merced Church of Christ. Located at 2050 Yosemite Parkway, the Merced Church of Christ is composed of people devoted to the Word of God, people devoted to the worship of God, and people devoted to the work of God. Our mission is to seek out and find willing people to be obedient to Christ and to live according to His will. Merced Church of Christ meets every Lord's Day, that Sunday, for Bible study at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 10:30 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. We also meet for a midweek Bible study every Wednesday at 7 p.m. She's served by our preaching minister, yours truly, Nick Perez. Go online and visit MercedChurchOfChrist.org. Merced Church of Christ, making and maturing disciples.
And now it's time for the question of the day. Question of the day. Question. This is the question of the day on Life from the Pulpit.
Just in time for Christmas, was Jesus born December 25th on Christmas Day? Probably not. He could have been. Don't get me wrong. He could have been. But based on the biblical data, he probably wasn't. First, you have the census in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Winter was not the time of year for a census with freezing temperatures and the roads were in poor repair. Second thing are the shepherds in Luke 2 and verse 8. On the night that Jesus was born, in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. December is cold and it's rainy in Judea, and the shepherds would not be out in the field, but they'd be taking shelter from the elements in December. The third thing is Jesus' cousin John. Now, you'll remember John's father, Zechariah. He was a priest who was serving in the Jerusalem temple during the course of Abijah. You can see that in Luke 1 and verse 5. Historical calculations indicate this course of service corresponded to June 13th through 19th in that year, whatever year it happened to be. That's according to the Companion Bible. Now, Elizabeth, who's John's mama, she was in her sixth month of pregnancy when Jesus was conceived. That's according to Luke 1 and verse 36. Now, assuming John's conception took place near the end of June when Zechariah came home and knew his wife Elizabeth, you had 9 months. That brings us to the end of March, and that's the most likely time for John's birth, John the Baptist. Now, adding another 6 months, which is the difference between John and Jesus' ages, that brings us to the end of September. And that's perhaps the likely time of Jesus' birth, is sometime in September. But truly, all sorts of dates have been offered as to the birth date of Jesus. In fact, a U.S. News and World Report article from 1996 reads in part, "Lacking any scriptural pointers to Jesus' birthday, early Christian teachers suggested dates all over the calendar. Clement picked November 18th. Hippolytus figured Christ must have been born on a Wednesday. An anonymous document believed to be written in North Africa around AD 243 placed Jesus' birth on March 28th. And other dates have been suggested in March and April. Even January 26th has been suggested. But the frank reality stands, no one knows the exact date when Jesus was born. But that he was born, that he came, is an indisputable fact of history. In fact, only fringe historians who lack a basis in reality would suggest that Jesus was not born. There may be confusion as to when he was born, but that he was born is an absolute fact of history. Perhaps then, the question we should be asking is not when was Jesus born, but why was Jesus born? Why did he come? And the Bible is clear. Jesus himself tells us plainly. Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. See also Mark chapter 10, verse 45. Jesus, the Son of Man, came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Luke 19, verse 10. The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. John 10 and verse 10, I came, Jesus says, that they may have life and have it abundantly. Paul gets in on the action, 1 Timothy 1 verse 15. He says that Christ came into the world to save sinners. Though it may not have been December 25th, Jesus was born into this world to give us life so that we may live. He came to give his life for us. He was born to die, and he came to save us. I'm out of time. Feel free to leave a comment on the website. Always like to hear what you have to say. Search Facebook, Life from the Pulpit. Find the Facebook page. Like that page. Get all the updates when I go live with a podcast or update the blog. Speaking of the blog, life from the pulpit.wordpress.com. All my commentary there on Luke, James, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. All there, all available, all free for you to use and peruse in your everyday Bible study. Search YouTube, Life from the Pulpit, for the YouTube channel. Subscribe to it. You got to get all the Question of the Day segments that I record. Follow me on Twitter, @inpulpit, at the letter N as in Nick, pulpit, P-U-L-P-I-T. Now on iTunes, search the iTunes store, Live from the Pulpit, and download all the episodes to your particular iDevice. You'll never be more than a click away from an episode of the podcast. Also, check out Merced Church of Christ website, mercedchurchofchrist.org, mercedchurchofchrist.org, for plenty of other sermon audio and resources to help you in your daily walk with the Lord. And as always, brethren, grace be with you all. Thanks for listening.